Joseph, Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the Veteran Mercenary, the Gearhead Greaser, and Hazel, the Traveling Scholar. This is Rad Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
So you all find yourselves in the bar of the Carousel Lounge. After the events of Vault 18, the party was flushed upwards in a flurry of water and probably loose electronics. The bar itself has been turned upside down and remains unlit. The lights kind of like come in and out a little bit because rain is actually like pouring down. There's a very large storm and it's pouring into the street. You see kind of like a twitching body in front of you, and you recognize that as Madame Malavance, the very interesting bartender of the Carousel Lounge. You believe that maybe she has sent you a vision, which is last time what you all received at the very end. And she's kind of mumbling to herself, but you can't quite hear it. You're kind of, I guess, like, you're not very obvious in there to people on the outside of the street, but outside of this establishment, you spy the body, the dead body of Ella Fitzgibbons, lying in the street at the feet of Marty Bouffant and a collection of several of his henchmen. And in the distance, you hear a rumbling. So that's kind of the scene. Now, you all have just been thrust up, given a vision. The person's passed out. Everything's like in shambles. What's going on? What's happening with the party right now?
Again?
Hey guys, what do you think the chances are that that's the Marty that can't be killed?
I really don't want to take my chances with that.
You might not, but I don't see him having a laser weapon, so I kind of might have a few words to say to him. I know he just, like, killed that other person, but, like, they didn't disintegrate, and I think we found out, you know, I can't die unless I'm disintegrated. And I just have a lot of questions still. The stupid brain thing did not answer my questions to a satisfactory degree.
So you want to go talk to him? Want to just go out there after he just killed Ella and just ask him some questions?
Talking to him is a way to put it. Yeah, yeah, we can. Yeah, we'll say that I want to go talk to him.
All right, now, Clark, I get it. Are you sure these are the terms that you want to talk with him on when he's surrounded by a bunch of his flunkies? Like, would you rather pick the time and the place instead of doing it here and now?
It's just the conversation.
We've seen how you talk to people.
I don't have a lot of time, and we're already wasting time talking about talking to him. All right? Now, you guys have apparently only 8 weeks, but in 8 weeks, I'm going to be a decrepit old man. I'm not even going to enjoy the whole monster radiation tsunami thing or whatever the thing was talking about.
Something tells me that won't be enjoyable, but I think I hear what you're trying to say.
Well, far be it from me to question
your... I guess you and I have a difference of opinion on what constitutes a good time.
Well, far be it from me to question your diplomatic skills, Clark. But just don't forget you're not in this alone. We're going to help you with this. We're not going to cut you loose. We're not going to let this happen to you.
He just shot the driver of this car that is New Orleans. Does that mean Marty's now in charge? And if he's in charge, maybe we should go talk to him.
Just a conversation.
Pep, that may be the smartest thing ever said. Wow.
We got two options. run away or we go talk to him. I'm down for
it. I don't really feel like running away is an option for me. And hey, Lonnie, don't you want to go talk to your dad? Don't you have a few choice words? Don't you want to go have a conversation?
Like I said, time and place. Shit's messed up in here right now. I'm not feeling the venue right now.
I don't really see what other options we have. Other
That's
than
a
to just
very myopic view then. We need to get the hell out of here.
And do what? Go back to the settlement? We're not going back to the Brotherhood of Steel after they sent us on this thing. I don't really have much trust for them either.
I don't think Lonnie's a bit conflicted right now. He's going to see if he can go to the clairvoyant and check on her. Trying to stay low too. Lonnie's trying to keep a low profile right now because he doesn't know what the situation is. He doesn't really want to get caught.
Yeah.
If the situation's bad for them. So
Lonnie better come up with something good because Clark and Pep aren't really you don't want us to be in charge right now.
Go ahead and roll perception plus speech difficulty 0 for me if you're going to go listen to the Madame Malavant's passed out on the floor.
If I'm going to listen to her?
You said you're going to go check on her or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I want to check on her, yeah. And that's
she's mumbling, so go ahead and roll perception plus speech.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot here and see what happens. That's 0 successes.
You go over and I guess look at her and she says, Riley, I've seen and I've planned and you will go.
She's kind of out of it right now. Is there any cover between the onlookers outside and behind a bar or anything? Is there any sort of
Way to view them without being a scene? It is pouring rain, so it is when it's an absolutely terrible onslaught of a rainstorm, so you can kind of see in. There's no lights in the inside, and if you're in the pouring rain and you're looking into a dark room.
Oh, we are outside.
You were inside the bar.
Oh, we're inside. Okay.
It's Marty Buffon, dark outside.
It's dark outside.
It's poured on right now.
Yeah. And there's there's maybe a light flickers on a little bit, but it goes off and it's not
Gotcha. Okay.
You as long as you are in this bar, not making a ton of noise or whatever, no clue from the outside, being able to see it and see you.
Gotcha. This bar was connected to the hotel, right?
This bar was connected to the hotel, yes. The hotel, the upper levels of the hotel are where your, where Snick's room is.
Snick, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a back exit to this bar?
There used to be a piece of that has actually a giant back exit to it has caved in. It's kind of still standing in itself. You could probably break a window on the side, but that would draw some noise.
What's the scene on the street right now? Is it just the Marty and his goons over dead Ella, or is there a crowd forming?
It is Marty. How about you go ahead and roll perception plus I'm going to say perception plus speech difficulty 0. Wow. 3 successes.
I'm very observant at this moment.
All right. I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a few details as to what's going on. You see Marty Buffon outside and with several people in the traditional voodoo outfit as well as the preservationist outfit. It seems like that they have all combined and they are forming the mob behind Marty. Most of them are standing very stoically. Nobody is really talking. Beside Marty is a woman in kind of a brownish dress that's kind of long, that is a ghoul with it seems like the pieces of her face are painted, and they're directly, she's kind of like directly beside Marty. And from you also hear from Madame Malavance's lips her say, "The trolley."
Hey guys, fun fact, I think the preservationists and the hoodoos are a team now, so I think maybe Marty is now in the driver's seat of this city. Also, anyone recognize his girlfriend?
With my history of Old Islands, can I try to ID them?
Yeah, do perception, make a history check, just, do a,
That's intelligence history, is that
a... Yeah, do perception, plus, and I don't have my skills in front of me, and I goofed that up. I will do better for the world next time.
There's not really... I'll be honest, there's not really any that I would go to immediately.
I would say I'm gonna have you do something weird here. Luck plus survival for difficulty one.
Luck, survival, difficulty one. Okay.
It's a weird little thing I'll have you do.
Let's see here. Luck. Survival. That is zero successes.
So you look at this woman and you remember that there used to be these tours that would go around town. And this woman looks like she used to be a tour guide, just from your memory.
Okay. She's vaguely familiar. I've seen her around. She's been around. She's a local.
Cool story, Lonnie. Thank you. Thank you.
Great information.
Okay.
I'm sensing some tension.
I feel like we do have quite a bit of tension. And I think we should just go talk to Marty. Very calmly. Unless you have a better idea.
If Clark is genuine about wanting to just talk calmly, I do think that might be the best course of action. But maybe not all of us. Lonnie, probably not you, because I think people know your brotherhood. So maybe not you. Probably not me.
He had all those. Oh yeah, you did murder a guy in the streets like a few hours ago, didn't you?
Yeah. I did that. Okay. So not me.
All right. So if it's not you, and it's not you, and it's not you, there's literally only one person. You're saying,
whoa, you are very good at math, Hazel. That's great. That's why I think you should go.
I'm not volunteering Hazel to go out there.
You don't have to. All I right. just did.
Look, Lonnie.
Clark, you put your gun on the table right there and you can do whatever you want.
You know, I have a thing
you,
about that.
You want to talk?
One.
Yeah, right.
No,
how convicted are you?
I just don't really see what else you're planning to do. I'm willing to
get out of here without having to go guns blazing, okay?
we're not gonna go guns blazing. I'm pretty sure that the Marty who just murdered somebody in the street is probably gonna be the Marty that we apparently can't kill.
And that's who you want to have work with.
Well, first off, Clark, I can tell you from experience that death is not the worst thing that can happen to a person. Being alive through some pretty horrible shit is a much worse thing, and honestly, if it comes to that, I can arrange it. But for now, I honestly think we should get the fuck out of here. Right now we're on his terms with his crowd in his domicile. Let's see if we can put off this conversation until we're either on our turf or neutral ground. That's just my two caps thrown in. We will get answers for you, Clark. We're not going to kick this can down the road very much farther, okay?
Does there happen to be one of the Voodoo's cars parked outside?
Do a perception?
Yeah.
Do I want to say yes?
Perception plus pilot for a difficulty one.
Oh.
Because you're having to peer out through the rain to identify. Like, you all are not, like, eagle-eyeing. And that's why it's for the perception rolls. Because there's, like, a lot of sound. There's a lot of noise. Very dark.
I mean, I don't feel like I have, though, on perception. I don't feel like I have a very good chance of this. I have 5 in perception and 0 in pilot. But let's give it a roll here.
Hey, you get there. It's gonna... One success.
Hey, wow. Okay. That is so shocking.
You spy actually a bunch of old motorcycles that it seems like that they have been using, and they're kind of behind the mob. So the way that the mob is positioned, they've all kind of like come down the street and they are positioned at one end, and they like you would have to go through the mob to get to the motorcycles. They kind of parked, walked in front of them. And now they're all there. Kind of like, if you're familiar with car shows, it's like a really, really somber car show where they murdered a person.
Yeah. But we have
so
to
you're
go
saying
through,
like a normal Vegas car show.
Yeah.
You have to go through the mob to get to them, though.
And there are 8 of them.
Also, I don't think motorcycles... old power armor, which is unfortunate. Yeah, guys, I got nothing. So, unless we just like walk outside and hope for the best that it's dark enough that we can just sneak away through an entire city, I don't really have anything other than to just talk to the guy. We can't stay here; it's his bar.
Is he coming in?
I feel like he's going to come back eventually.
And then we just are here kind of lounging, enjoying. We look comfortable. We look like some friendly patrons. I mean, really, what are we afraid of him doing? Is he trying to kill us actively? Do we know this? Does he know what we know?
I feel like he is trying to kill us actively.
Well, then...
considering that he cloned your body, and apparently these clones exist to kill the former and take over their whatever life, I guess, and he was the one that sent us to the vault, right? So I feel like
Ella sent us to the vault.
Well, but he was the one that we gave the holotape to.
Yep.
Right. And then gave us the pass.
Here's the thing is, if you think about it that way, he wanted the holotape so he could usurp
Ella,
and he just shot Ella dead, which I would say would be a successful promotion on his part. So maybe he has everything he actually wants now. I don't know if that helps us or not, but
You're actually making... No, I think you're making a great point. And maybe
you might also not know that, that Hazel and I are not the clones.
Isn't there like a... this is out of character. Wasn't there like a... like a password or something like that that made the clones go like haywire?
Yes. There was. There was a password. And typically clones...
But it didn't work on Clark. So we didn't like figure out why.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Wasn't the password Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, is probably a terrible password. We're in New Orleans. What are the chances or somebody somewhere is going to say the word Mardi Gras to a clone?
Pretty high.
Maybe that's part of the plan, a bunch of crazy clones going crazy all the time.
Maybe the actual attack, maybe all of this stuff is actually going to happen at Mardi Gras. Because inevitably, everybody's going to be saying Mardi Gras, and then everybody goes apeshit and blows the whole town up.
When's Mardi Gras? I don't know.
Blow the town.
What is Mardi Gras?
Oh, man, it's you guys don't know what Mardi Gras is. A big overblown
party, alcohol. It's really...
So it's like a big race?
It's a very sacred pre-war holiday celebration.
That sounds so great. Is it in less than 8 weeks? Because otherwise I will be dead, and apparently
all of you are going to die. Do you know what time of year this is? By any chance, is this very close to February, March?
I would say that you should give me till next session to figure that out. I can't. There's a timeline out there that I spent a lot of time making sure
Did I just impose a timeline on your evil plan?
No, there is a timeline based on years, but I haven't gotten it down to like months. There's a timeline based
months
on like
and days. There's how... an Ash Wednesday thing. Maybe Ash Wednesday, the whole city's going to be Ash. You know,
I don't have a, you know, all the NPCs will have a schedule. I don't know when Snick brushes his teeth.
You're assuming Snick ever brushes his teeth.
Let me tell you something. Exactly. Out of character, he's very good at his oral hygiene. He is really into
that. That's good to know.
Good to know. Snick's into oral. Okay.
Well, I feel like we're at an impasse where some of us want to just go talk to him, and then
because they have a death wish and think they're a god. But please continue.
And some of us would like to not talk to them. So I think it would.
Okay, so I think
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think it would behoove us to circle back. Okay, we'll circle back. I kind of agree. Look, guys, I'm thinking about it, and I kind of agree that now's maybe not a good time.
Ooh, I think I have a plan. Okay, it's a terrible plan, and it's not an entire plan, but I think I have a plan.
I love it already.
So they said so we went into the vault. Marty either knows what goes on with the vault or has no idea and just wanted Ella out of the way. If he has no idea and just wanted away, all we need to do is prove we're still assets to him, right? We get the position he kind of promised us if we help him take out Ella. If he is in on it and knows what's going on, we pretend we're all fresh clones and we don't have a memory of what happened for the last week. And we just go out and say, hey, wow, nice to meet you, and see what he does.
That's what I was saying.
But that's, exactly. That's what I was.
And when someone else says it, it's a bad plan.
It's a really bad plan. I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm totally on board for it.
That's kind of what I was saying. We just have a nice, friendly conversation.
Yeah, but Clark, when you say that, you make it sound like you're setting somebody up in the sights of like a sniper rifle. You say, I just want to have a friendly conversation.
I want to have a friendly conversation, but the onus will be on him to say things that I want to hear that will make it not turn into an unfriendly conversation.
You would have been an excellent politician, sir.
Well, I think appreciate
you would have been a fantastic pre-war politician.
Did you know that I... Oh my God, I didn't spend time anywhere, did I? I've only ever been with you guys. I was just going to say I spent time in the Capitol building, but that wasn't me.
Well, it was kind of...
If you remember it, it was...
Kind of you. Basically, as far as we're concerned, up to whenever you were cloned, that was still you. You have those memories. You have that DNA. You are still that person. You just kind of have an evil twin brother now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had clones get released. Maybe we should, like, take care of that.
Well, one problem at a time. Right now, yeah.
Your quest log is full, man. You got...
This wows you with quests.
Yeah. Now, here's a whole separate idea. We never went to go talk to the super.
Okay.
And I don't know how that's going to go over, but from what I know about super mutants is they're not like the easiest things to make or whatever. Clark, I don't know if they can like clone though.
You're brilliant. You're brilliant. There's, from what I know of FEV and what I saw down, in the vault, I'm pretty sure none of the super mutants, I mean, the super mutants might have been cloned people, but they themselves are not cloned. If there's anybody who knows what's actually going on, it might be if there's intelligent super mutants there. We could talk to one of them. Granted, that's...
super mutant?
Don't...
Listen, what if there's a cat with a
yeah, I feel
a
like
hat on down there?
I feel okay, like you're being pretty general. It's
worth a try. At least they know you're probably not going to get shot in the head immediately for asking the wrong question. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So
we're, does Lonnie not want to say anything at this point?
Lonnie.
I think Lonnie's mouth agape at this point. Like, I.
All right. Does anybody see a way out other than right through the front door and right past?
Well, Pep Mr. had Bad a pretty novel there. Idea earlier today where he jumped out a window.
Wait, you're encouraging this?
I mean...
Are you sure you're not cloned?
No, I'm just... No, well, I'm...
So you're
the
saying...
The car's attached to the hotel, right? Can we just walk into the hotel and walk out the hotel entrance?
So last time we made Pep create a distraction, he killed somebody.
Well...
And it was about his opposite
outside,
of...
And they're trying to be sneaky, and we get caught. But there's going to be blood spill.
He's in power armor. I don't think he can be sneaky. So again,
no.
Unless you have some other way to go, I think our only option is to talk to Marty.
And at this point,
I feel like
at this point, you all hear the rumbling that you heard under like earlier kind of gets a little bit louder.
Oh, great.
Is okay, so you said there was a window, right?
Yeah, it's like windows all across the, like, there's plenty of windows.
Is there one that isn't just like facing out onto the street? Like, is there like a side window or something like that that goes out to like an alleyway or anything?
There would be a side window that goes out to an alleyway, but like you're gonna have to go on this if you want to go out the windows or the doors. You're gonna want
to. We will have to go through the street at some
point. Yeah, I won't waste your time in our role for that.
Okay.
Is this a thunderstorm?
Ooh.
Yes.
Could any type of breaking be potentially synchronized with like a thunder roll?
I think that
can we Shawshank it? Can we?
I think that would be a great idea if you know I can create a role. I can create a role for that if you want.
Yes,
to do
you
that.
Can.
I can make a roll for that.
That's got to be a luck roll.
I'm just thinking, like, if we're concerned about noise, but, like, we've got cover. Like, we've got pouring rain, we've got cover. We're going to try to find something that's on the opposite side from them, trying to give ourselves the best chance possible of success here.
Is there any chance we could just stealth past them? Like, I know we don't have any...
He's in power armor.
Like, I can get out of the power armor if I really have
to. You're going to leave the power armor?
I mean, can we rig a booby trap or something? Is that a bad idea? That's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
I mean, Pep,
if we rig a booby trap, why can't I just go have a friendly conversation?
Pep, here's the thing.
I could put a sign on it that says booby trap, and then hopefully no one activates the booby trap, and it's fine until we come back.
Actually, that might actually be brilliant. I'm not sure, though.
Well, I guess if I put the booby trap sign, I don't actually have to make a booby trap. Just can I make a booby trap sign? And we hang it on the power armor? Right.
Yeah. Only if you make the O's into little boobs.
If we stow the armor somewhere, say Snick's room or something like that, there's motorcycles out there.
You ever they know about Lonnie, Snick's room. They got our stuff. They did say
Why would you tell them that?
Did you say there's a motorcycle? I'm not riding a motorcycle. I'm not a nerd.
Motorcycle.
What?
Wow.
What are you guys doing? A two wheel.
We could add a third wheel to it.
Yes, well, I mean, that's
and then it's a trike.
It's a trike. That's even worse.
And you know how fast trikes are on corners.
2 feet good, 4 wheels better. 2 wheels, ridiculous. Okay?
Did you just animal farm me?
Some vehicles are more equal than others.
I think Clark has had enough at this time. So Clark will take his gun out of the holster and his sword, and he'll put them on the bar, and he's just going to walk right out the front door.
Okay, great. You walk out into the pouring rain. Immediately, that group right there doesn't notice you very much, but pretty much you're going to be you take another step, you're going to be like splashing around. So what
do I notice? Do I notice anyone or recognize anyone other than Marty?
No.
Okay.
No, I wish I could pull in a certain character, but I can't.
I know what you're trying to do.
I wish I could pull in a character, but no. You just recognize Marty Buffon. He's got his weird little lady in the dress, and he's got a bunch of voodoos and preservation.
Is he saying anything? I mean, is everybody just still standing around watching at this point, or is there like some kind of action? Is he giving orders?
He's talking to that lady in the brown dress, kind of like back and forth. You can't really hear because it's, you know, pouring rain. That they're like close enough that they're talking to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll just walk up and join the crowd and wait for him to finish his thing so I can talk to him afterwards. I don't want to be rude. I'm just going to patiently wait for him to finish his thing.
Okay. So you're just like going to join the crowd? You're just going to try to join the crowd?
I guess if there's like a small awning over, you know, sort of like the doorway so I'm not getting drenched, I'll just kind of wait there. Just kind of wait there and observe.
When he goes out there, I'm going to tell Hazel and Pep, like, post up at these doors or windows. If he needs to get in here, we need to cover him.
Gotcha.
Do luck plus sneak difficulty 2 for me, Clark.
Okay. Problem. Luck is a 4. Let's see. Sneak here. Sneak is a 3, and it's a pack skill. What was the difficulty?
2.
Oh, you got 2 successes.
There. Great. So you are kind of like posted up in the corner. You're under an awning. Marty and this lady are still talking to each other. The crowd is kind of out there. Is there anything else that anybody else is doing? Because was anybody like having a reaction to Clark going out? Because I can move from there. Or if you all have something that you're all doing inside, unless you're just kind of like up against the doors.
Now, I'm posting up with the Satch gun because if stuff goes south, I'm going to cover him. I mean, I did sort of tell him to leave his weapons here so that he could actually talk to him.
So Hazel's going to do the same thing, but she's going to get herself a shot of something first.
Okay.
taps at the door. Door closed, obviously, but cracked enough so he can peek out. And is ready to charge out and be power armor shield if Clark needs it.
At this point...
I'll give you the sword, Pep. Pep, you get this. If you're going to go out there to meet Clark if he needs you, I'm giving you the sword.
All right. Ooh, can I two-hand the base hammer and the sword if need be?
Yeah, go ahead and activate.
It won't go well, but...
Go ahead and rage. Just, like, go ahead and activate rage. And just,
is there...
Barbarian...
Yeah. Is there...
Okay. Actually, I have a pertinent question. Are you still wearing the metal dive helmet, or have you switched to the combat helmet? And this is pertinent because it has been pertinent in the past.
Oh, yeah. I would have taken off the dive helmet afterwards.
Yeah, I assumed we all took off our ship when we were inside.
So, did combat you? Helmet.
I was under the assumption that I already had, yeah.
Okay.
If we're getting, if depending on,
well, I guess we didn't say are. That specifically. Yeah. So if you still want us in them, I guess it's your discretion.
I don't care.
Okay,
I was on the assumption we just did it.
As long Pep as would have honestly, taken it off,
but he will put the dive helmet back on for the added protection.
And honestly, okay. Hazel's not going to take it off as long as it's raining outside because she knows it's important to keep your clothes dry for survival.
You're putting it back on.
So, well, no, I still have it on. Never took it off. Hi. I am styling in black leather right now.
Lonnie, are you wearing
tight latex?
Who are you wearing, Lonnie? Who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? I probably ditched the helmet. Like, that thing was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I didn't stay there. Like, I've got like a black dive suit on, and it's dark out. That sounds like great for stealth. So,
cool. At this
point...
So,
is there any... Clark is so dumb, but I feel like this is something he would do. Is there, like, any ghoul that's, like, pretty near him that he could, like, tap on the shoulder?
You... If you're standing... I mean, you've... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What am I gonna name him? Like, Jack McGordy or something? Like...
name him whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a ghoul close up so you can kind of tap him on the shoulder. Yeah,
Clark will tap him on his shoulder and be like, "Hey, you got a cigarette?"
The ghoul does not move. The ghoul doesn't do anything.
Buddy?
Nothing.
Another tap? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, I guess I will just wait. Just go back to waiting, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
So that rumbling you heard earlier, that sound grows louder. And at this sound, from inside the bar, Madame Malavance kind of like arises herself. Like imagine it like a vampire standing up. Like, you know, like from the coffin, like the almost
Nosferatu.
Like. Yeah, like Nosferatu. Yeah, coming right at you. She stands up and says, "Gotta catch it," and goes to the door and looks at Pep and says, "May I leave?"
"Yes. Let me open that door for you, lady."
There you go. She steps out onto the road and stands in the middle of it across from the mob, and Marty looks up and kind of eyes her, and she turns around. She is kind of in this like a traditional like palm reader dress styling, that kind of stuff. She turns to him and kind of waves at him. Two headlights then appear on the street and kind of like pierce through the storm as the sound of clinking machines and the buzz of electricity are heard. A wet covered trolley is pulled into view. Its shambled chassis contains patchwork of bar tables from several old world establishments, as well as brass tubing that coats the windowed sections of the vehicle. This brass piping continues on the roof of the trolley, creating a large space for storage, where just a few small suitcases have been sparsely placed. The trolley crashes into a pothole left on the ground. It's about the size of power armor, that pothole. But the train continues forward, but it's in a kind of a slower pace because it hits something. And then you hear a ding ding, and a voice is heard over the loudspeaker. And the voice says,
"Night Mayor Lonnie, get on bus."
So Hazel's gonna rush over Lonnie. Lonnie, I think they're playing your song. You better go.
All right.
Did the crowd like react to this?
The crowd is like in amazement at this, like, because this is like, well, I don't know if the crowd is reacting. That's true. The crowd is not reacting to this. Marty and his friend are like kind of really confused as to what's going on in this moment. At this point, Madame Malavance kind of turns and jumps onto the trolley through the door.
I'm gonna pound Pep's back and like double time out the door.
Okay.
Hazel on me.
I'm way ahead of you. Notice the trolley, or is he still just like, he seems intent on waiting his turn to talk to Marty?
You would have noticed. This is a very like obvious thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noticed it.
Yeah. The trolley stopped, right?
It is moving slowly. It is like slow enough for people to get on, but it is not stopping.
So if Clark, are the other three coming out the door? If they come out the door at this point,
sure. If I'm recognizing this as signal, and he's already called me out by name, and there goes our element of surprise. This sounds like our ticket out of here to me. So, like, I'm going to go ahead and this building's compromised.
I think, okay, so as soon as Pep walks out with his sword, he's going to say, "Hey, don't touch that. Give me that back." And he would like to take that from you if you would give it to him.
Yeah, all right, just take it. Let's go.
And then Clark is going to hop up on the trolley, maybe like on the back of the trolley, though. And hopefully in a spot where Marty could like see him and notice him. And if Marty doesn't notice him, he'll call out to Marty and just say, "Hey, let's have a chat sometime. I feel like we got some business to take care of."
Marty,
I'm surprised you didn't just do the eye thing.
It's
like petty, pointing at my eyes and pointing at your eyes.
It's basically that, but you know, hey, Clark was convinced to have a friendly conversation, so he's going to be a little bit more, you know, professional about the whole thing and just say, "Hey, you know, I see you there."
At this point, Marty looks at you and screams, "Why don't you just jump off and die?" And please roll a difficulty 2 charisma plus speech, Clark.
"I want you to jump off and die? How fast does this thing move?"
Tune in next time on Rad Rolls.